On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Employers are being urged to pay workers what they are due as the minimum wage is raised. From the 1st of March, farm workers, domestic helpers and workers in the retail sector, among others, should earn at least 28 rand 79 cents per hour. COSATU has applauded the hike, saying it's 1.5% above inflation. It believes it will provide some relief for 6 million workers, particularly in the farm, domestic and retail sectors. COSATU's Matthew Park says some employers are, however, flouting the law and has urged stricter enforcement.
It's unacceptable that an estimated 45% of employers refuse to comply with the minimum wage. This matter should be treated as a criminal offence it is, and such employers may face the full force of the law. These employers cannot be allowed to behave like they're above the country's laws and treat the employees little better than slaves.
The presidency hopes US President Donald Trump will visit South Africa ahead of the G20 summit. The possibility of a meeting between the heads of state was a key topic at this morning's press briefing addressed by the presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
The conversations taking place around issues related to PEPFAR, and the conversations that are taking place around, you know, refuting some of this mischaracterization of our country and the application of our laws. Ultimately, there will be a conversation between the two heads of state. But I can't give the timeline right now.
Trump this week threatened to cut off funding to South Africa, accusing the government of confiscating land and treating certain classes of people very badly. Magwenya says that the Expropriation Act has been misunderstood by the Trump administration.
Minister McPherson will play a key role in not only leading that process but communicating the manner in which that process will be conducted. As you know, statutorily, there's an element of public participation in the formulation of those regulations, which is another thing that we have to explain to our U.S. counterparts, that in our legal framework, we do not have any provisions that allow government to act arbitrarily.
And a French man who's been on death row for 18 years in Indonesia for alleged drug offences has landed back in France. Sergei Atlatui was arrested in 2005 at a factory in Jakarta where dozens of kilograms of drugs were discovered. The welder insists he was only there to install machinery in what he thought was an acrylic factory. Atlatui, who is now 61, is back home after an agreement between the two countries to spare him execution on humanitarian grounds because he's ill. He will be taken to court in Paris and then to jail after the Asian country left it to the French government to grant him either clemency, amnesty or a reduced sentence. The top story, employers are being urged to pay workers what they are due as the minimum wage is raised from the 1st of March. Farm workers, domestic helpers, workers in the retail sector, among others, should earn at least 28 rand 79 cents an hour. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahle.